He's making a list. Checking it twice. What comes next? Nothing. We just stop right there. Lots of lists this time of year. But the most common one is, I think, the Christmas shopping list. If you haven't finished up your Christmas shopping list yet, it looks like digital gift card time. Or cash. I've often said that a gift card or a cash is a gift card to any place on the planet, right? Because cash is king. Is there anyone planning on finishing up any last-minute Christmas shopping after the service tonight? Anybody? Good. You're either lying or you're all finished, right? But we're going to have some prayers here. For those about to embark on actually dangerous, definitely risky, stressful, and perhaps impossible last-minute shopping, we pray to the Lord. And you say, Lord, hear our prayer. Let's hear it. Very good. What other lists do you have? The list of presents being given to others, complete with the order maybe that the presents should be unwrapped. Anybody have that for the best wow factor? We've got 5 presents and it has to go in this particular order. For any who have that list, it is well thought out. Sometimes rearranged several times to get the order just right. I've known people who keep a list of also celebrities for whom most of the presents to everyone in the family come. So they have like, this is from, you name the celebrity, here's a whole bracelet making thing, it's from Taylor Swift. Like that, they just say that it's from, anybody do that, your celebrity list now? Just other people that I know. I haven't been here long enough to know the lists that you have. But for those who plan the Christmas morning present order to build their or build their celebrity gift giver lists, that they may build to and always have the proper wow factor, we pray to the Lord. Christmas shopping lists, gift order lists. How about the who's bringing what lists? The big food list for gatherings, appetizers, main dishes, sides, desserts, beverages. Anyone here a who's bringing what list coordinator? Maybe a few. See, we got a few there. Anyone providing everything on that list themselves? Anyone get to just show up and benefit from the list in action? You just get to show up? For all those bringing food on the who's bringing what list, and for all those who benefit, that there be maybe no necessary trips to the only store open on Christmas, we pray to the Lord. There are some other lists, and one I can think of isn't all that positive. How about the old War on Christmas list? You know, the list of retail establishments that dared to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas in their advertising. I didn't hear much about one. Did you see any of those this year? Maybe we've grown tired of that one. I don't know. But you can still find the list if you look online. And of course, the idea behind the list is to punish those who don't conform their advertising to the worldview of the makers of that list. I tend to look at the list when I've seen it and make every attempt to shop at the retailers on the naughty list because they've just decided, hey, I'm just going to be a kind retailer. And are there kind retailers? Of course there are. I'm not going to say that you have to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or any of those. I'm just going to wish everyone well. Christianity is about love, kindness toward others. It's not about boycotting stores that don't say Merry Christmas. So for the times we replace love and kindness with mean-spirited, unnecessary, and unproductive battles, we pray to the Lord. Wonder what kind of list Mary and Joseph had when they had to journey to the place of Joseph's ancestry for a census. Food, water, funds, a pack animal, maybe, maybe not. Relatives to travel with, probably. Advance reservations, probably not. Any place for the baby to be born? We'll just wing it. Leading up to the night that Jesus was born, I think the lists were more simple. I think that Mary and Joseph showed kindness to their traveling companions and hopefully received kindness from them. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. This year in Bethlehem, the place that we talk about being the birthplace of Jesus, Bethlehem in Palestine, there are no Christmas festivities. 47,000 Christians in Gaza and in the West Bank fear for their lives in what seems like an endless barrage of bombings and other violence directed against them. For all those who are without a home, those displaced from their homes, those who are seeking refuge, those who are living in fear for their lives and wonder what will come next, we pray to the Lord. There's a wonderful Simpsons episode. You ever heard of The Simpsons in church? The show's been on like 32 years. Here's one from several years ago. If you came to the early service, you heard about it too. I'm just The Simpsons, all three services today. It's the only common factor. And Jesus. We got Jesus too. The episode is called Holidays of Future Past. It's from probably 20 years ago. And in the episode, though, Maggie Simpson, the baby, Maggie's all grown up in the episode, and she's pregnant. She has a baby. And curmudgeon grandpa Abe Simpson, he has a great line. Here's what he says. I didn't do it great at the first service. Let's see if I can get my Abe Simpson voice in there. If there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas. There we go. I love the line. And I love the sentiment behind the line. Just show some love. I do have a Grandpa Simpson ornament hanging on my tree. Okay, it's really a Grandpa Simpson keychain, but it works as an ornament because I couldn't find a Grandpa Simpson ornament. I don't know if they exist. If anyone has a Grandpa Simpson ornament, and you could either tell me where you got it or just give me yours, that would be lovely. This Christmas, amid all of the lists. And, you know, incidentally, that whole naughty or nice thing from the Santa Claus is coming to town, it shouldn't be part of our ideas surrounding Christmas or anything connected to Christianity, because God doesn't have a naughty list. God loves everyone, no exceptions. Please don't forget, in the midst of all of these lists, though, to give one another a break and to show some love. I'm not talking about not holding one another accountable. When we have wronged someone, we should be held accountable. But we don't have to sweat the small things. Just show some love. I think that should be the top, maybe the only item on this year's checklist. That this Christmas and always we would give one another a break and just show some love. We pray to the Lord. Amen.